RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Timberwolves are on a road trip. Doesn't have anything to do with the World Juniors. They were in Chicago last night, and after an ugly loss to the Brooklyn Nets, bounce back with a big win over the Chicago Bulls. They'll play a matinee tomorrow on New Year's Eve in Atlanta against the Hawks. And the man who covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, Chris Hine, joins us. Chris, always good to visit with you, and an early Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year too, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good to visit with you as always. That game against the Nets, that had a lot of people angry and had some curious quotes after that. It was not good, but over the course of 82 games, you're not going to win them all, but that was certainly forgettable. But they bounced back and blew out the Bulls.
Yeah, it was. It's one of those things where sometimes it's not that you lose, it's how you lose. And I think the demeanor that they had, the lack of energy, you know, they're home against a team that's playing better but is still below 500. You know, I think the optics of it were worse than the fact that they lost. But, you know, the thing about the NBA is, you know, you're a day away, 2 days away from playing another game and erasing what happened 48 hours, 72 hours earlier, what have you. And, you know, I think the Wolves certainly did that tomorrow. Now it's just to kind of build on this if they can. You know, three more games coming up on this road trip. Atlanta is a little below 500 here. Miami's playing well. And then, you know, what should be a gimme against the Wizards to top off this road trip here. You know, I think the Wolves just kind of remain a bit of a mystery at this point. You never quite know what you're going to get on a given night.
Yeah, and I think it starts, in my opinion, with Ant, because, you know, this whole face of the NBA and one of the great young stars in the NBA, and that's all true, and the endorsement deals with Adidas and Sprite and all of that. You did a book on the guy. I think the next step is night in and night out, bring it, no excuses.
And he said that last night when I asked him about that very topic. And I said, you know, how much of the team's energy level on a night-to-night basis do you feel responsible for? And how much of it is on you to set the tone? And he said he agreed with that and said, you know, truthfully that he doesn't always do it. And he's got to work on that. That's something that he's got to be better at. And, you know, he acknowledged it. You know, that's as they say, the first step in solving a problem is admitting that there is one. So, you know, in that way, I think that's a little bit of a truth-telling statement from Ant. Now it's about going out and making the necessary adjustments as we kind of enter the dog days of the season here in January.
Yeah, for sure. It is a long slog, for sure. 82 games, a lot of games, back-to-backs. The travel, now I know they stay in nice hotels and fly on charters, but it still certainly is a grind. And that's the one thing about Ant, is that throughout his career, and you've been there, you did the book, as I pointed out, he has been very forthcoming and willing to reflect. So you got to remember, he's still a kid. You know, what was I doing at his age? Not much.
Yeah, at 24, I don't know. It's interesting to go back and think about that, right? But, you know, I think in a way this is, and I tell people this all the time, I say, look, Anthony Edwards is still about 4 years away from what is traditionally considered to be the peak years of NBA players, like your late 20s, right? 28, 29, 27. That age range is typically considered to be the peak years. And he is still multiple seasons away from reaching his quote-unquote peak. And I think what you're seeing is kind of all of this experience that he's had over the first five-plus years of his career, the playoff experience, the now being, you know, asked to pick up his energy level on a nightly basis on both ends of the floor and be that tone setter and be that leader. All these things, he's kind of accumulating this knowledge, this what you have to do. And I think, you know, the end goal is, you know, obviously you want him to do all these things now, but he's still got room to grow, room to learn about the nuances of being a leader, the nuances of being that guy that shows up 82 games with 100% effort. So, you know, maybe that's where this is a year of learning for him. I don't know. Perhaps it is. Could be, could not be. But I always tell people, keep in mind that this dude is still 3-4 years away from what is traditionally considered to be his peak NBA years.
Yeah, and it's funny, year to year in the NBA, you know, there's, you know, the Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards, you had the Karl Anthony Towns trade, and Ant became, you know, the number one guy here. And then you had the emergence of SGA and the Thunder, and now there's that panic. What are the Wolves going to do to counter the Thunder? And, yeah, Wembanyama, you know, down in Texas, and there's all of this. Well, you know, the Wolves are already losing ground, and they're you know, third, fourth. You know, it's just kind of crazy how it changes year to year in this league, and you know, the panic associated. I think on some level, Timberwolves fans should take a step back and say, hey, you know, we have Anthony Edwards, one of the top players in the world, and they should be able to go on another good playoff run. That's not bad, considering where this franchise has been.
Well, that's just it. And if you look at, you know, Ant's draft class, for instance, look at LaMelo Ball, for instance, and what his trajectory could have been, and what, you know, his career could be so far. It's not a knock on LaMelo Ball, but LaMelo Ball hasn't had the kind of battle scars and battle testedness and playoff series and all this stuff that Anthony Edwards has had thrown at him, because he just hasn't played in the right situation with the right franchise that has done this for him and surrounded him with this talent to make him better, to make him competitive. And I think Ant's going to benefit in the long run from this. And it, like I said, it's frustrating to see the growing pains, to see this stuff happening in real time, because you just want to, you know, as a fan, sometimes you see things, you just want to yell at them and say, just be better. Why can you not be better? Or the team in general, why can you not bring the effort against the Brooklyn Nets on a Saturday night at home? Like, what is the problem here? You know, but they're human beings at the end of the day. They make mistakes. They have bad days at the office. You know, it's not to excuse it. It is a problem for them because they have let games that they should win slip away because of this in the past. I thought they were doing a better job of that earlier in the season against bad opponents. Kind of taking care of business against that level of opponent. It's kind of reversed to their old ways in the last couple of weeks in that sense, you know, losses like Memphis and Brooklyn. So we'll see if they can get that corrected here moving forward. It would be a sign of growth and maturity if they do.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Chris Hyatt joining us covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Joining on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, they have a matinee in Atlanta to close out 2025. Had to feel good for Naz Reid. What a night against the Bulls. 33-11 of 18 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Naz had a night.
He did. He had a rough start to the season, inconsistent start, and even of late, you kind of look at the box scores. He hadn't hit 20 points, I don't think, in only once in 17 games, I think I saw. So it's been kind of an up-and-down year for Naz, but, you know, Chicago just couldn't really guard him. And I think that he was a beneficiary as well of some really good offense the Wolves had last night. Julius Randle with 14 assists. That was great to see him as locked in and dialed in, both scoring and creating as he was. And they were really playing good offense. And for the first time in a while, you know, the shots were falling. They've had some rough shooting nights of late, and the shooting hasn't always been there over the last couple of weeks. But last night felt like a return to form a little bit, not just for him, but for the team as a whole.
So tomorrow, the matinee in Atlanta on New Year's Eve. One other guy I wanted to get your thoughts on, and that's Rudy Gobert. And, you know, you see 9 points, but 10 boards, 4 blocks last night, just under 30 minutes in the blowout win over the Bulls. And you hear it over and over from people that are there night in and night out. And, you know, Rudy looks really good and brings something to the Timberwolves that is certainly going to pay dividends in the postseason.
It is, and the defense is obviously the big factor here. And when you look back on that Brooklyn game, traditionally, and Chris Finch said this before the game the other night, traditionally, Rudy Gobert does not let them lose games like they lost to the Brooklyn Nets. He is the ultimate kind of he's a consistent player, brings the energy, brings that effort when maybe others around him aren't. And he had a bad night against the Nets, and he would admit that. And I think when that doesn't happen, he's been such an important part of their success on those particular nights against bad teams that maybe don't have as good of a matchup for him, and he's able to kind of really command the defense. That's where Rudy Gobert's value really shows during the course of the regular season, I feel like. So, you know, that was, you know, the team had a bad night for sure, but I think Rudy having an off night was a little atypical for him that night. So he is the ultimate floor raiser. The defense obviously has gotten overall, I think, back on track from a very shaky beginning to the season. You know, their numbers the last month or so have been much better on the defensive end of the floor, especially in the fourth quarters of games. They feel more like themselves than they have, you know, in October and November this year on that end of the floor. And it's a big part because of Rudy Gobert.
All right, finally, Chris, it looks like the Nuggets dodged a bullet with Jokic. When I went to bed, it didn't sound good. He didn't return to play. MRI is scheduled today. Now, he'll be reevaluated in the month. He's going to miss some serious time. But we brought it up earlier in the show. The durability of this guy over the last 7-8 years is extraordinary for a big man, and it could have been much worse for the Nuggets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're glad if you're a Nuggets fan that he'll be back at some point this season, it sounds like. Don't know exactly when. And man, live, was he having a great year. That game against the Wolves on Christmas night was a masterpiece. It really just unreal. And, you know, sometimes you can take what he does for granted out there. Denver's in trouble right now, I think, as it relates to the standings. And we'll see, because he's not the only one that's hurt for them right now. They have a lot of injuries to multiple starters. So they're going to really have to buckle down if they're going to get through this month without serious damage to their place in the standings. And, you know, it's an opportunity for the Wolves in that sense to try to move up and improve their positioning in the Western Conference. You know, 2 through 6 right now is pretty close. There's not a lot separating 2 through 6. So, and now Denver is going to be without Jokic for over a month. So this is a chance for the Wolves. If they need motivation, it's okay. Get to the 2, get to the 3 seed, try to avoid Oklahoma City until you would have to face them in the conference finals again, and get yourself some home court advantage along the way. That should be the motivation here over the next month, as they kind of go through again, the toughest stretch of the season in January.
Yeah. But that would have been a blow. I think to the league, to lose a big man, and you look at those numbers. I saw in the story today, he hadn't missed more than 5 games since 2017, 2018. And for a big man, that's unheard of. You know, it's just really his durability has been a marvel.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, talk about a guy that brings the energy and the effort on a nightly basis. That's Nikola Jokic, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But again, you know, I think you look at also the arc of, you know, related to Ant, the arc of Nikola Jokic's career. And as he got older, as he got into his late 20s and, you know, where he is now, he kept reaching these new peaks that you didn't think were possible, you know. And not to say that Ant's going to be kind of making these similar leaps, but I just think that there is still room for these kind of superstar player level players to grow as their careers advance into that part of their life. And he's an example of somebody who just kept getting better as he got older.
Well, Chris, always great. Good to visit with you, and certainly do appreciate your coverage in the Star Tribune.
Appreciate you, Steve. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Yep. Happy New Year, Chris Hine of the Star Tribune, joining on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.